Good morning and welcome to the Proactive Paul podcast for the 25th of July 2011. How's the marketing going in your business? Last week I was talking to a business networking group about something I call the killer marketing technique. And there is no one killer marketing technique. The one-hour speech that I give is about helping you to find your own individual killer marketing technique given the particular circumstances of your business. And I start with a discussion about what are you selling and who are you selling it to? And those are two of the most fundamental elements of the marketing technique. But what's clever is the way it finishes. And that's the balanced scorecard. Now, in days gone past, there was a fantastic summary of this on quickmba.co.uk, but that site's gone. So what I found for you today is balancedscorecard.org. There's an awful lot of information. There are whole books on the balanced scorecard. But in essence, it solves the problem of having to measure too many key performance indicators. You know the sort of situation. You have somebody who says, I've got 147 key performance indicators to measure. I can't possibly stop and do some real work. And the idea of the balanced scorecard is to help you focus on 12 things which are worth measuring. And taking those 12 measurements and amalgamating them into one figure. And then doing that on a regular basis. Measure the same 12 things, use the same formula to come up with one figure, and compare that to how you did before. And it really doesn't matter what your figure is when you start, and it's not going to be 100%, and it's not going to be in the 90s, and if it's down in the 10s or the 20s, it really does not matter, because it's just information for you, and all you're trying to do is get up 0.5% or get up 1% on a week-by-week or a month-by-month basis. Are there things which are not going right in your business? Have you heard the expression, if you don't measure it, you don't manage it? So maybe it's time to start measuring some things and managing those things a little better. And if you're at the other end of the scale and you do have 147 key performance indicators to measure, go and have a look at balancedscorecard.org and reduce those 147 to 12. I hope to catch up with you again, same time next week. Bye for now. We'll be right back.